get talking a little bit about moving the practice to late in the evening, the benefits of that as far as the rest
of
the
players? Well, we've done that over the last few years, once or twice at this time of the year, just give them an extra opportunity to recover. We got in a good, we had good work yesterday. We just let them go home, sleep, rest in. It's nice when, you know, when you're in a routine, getting up at, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock every morning, it's nice to be able to just sleep in during the week. And so that's what we've done. And I know the veterans from, you know, when they went through it for their first experience, really appreciate it. So the design was just to heal up, rest up, and we had good work tonight.
You have meetings, I guess, everything?
We took care of everything today.
Coach, your thoughts on going back to Soldier Field? Your second time, I think, since 95?
You know, I was back there a few times as an assistant, but you know, we're just going there to try to win a ball game against a good team. It's pretty simple. You know, it's not about me. It's about this team and how they play against the Bears.
Bit of curiosity though to see some of the changes since they renovated that stadium. I mean, it looks a little bit like a spaceship sat on it.
Well, I mean, you can see it on it clearly on the tape. You know, I mean, in highlights, but you know, tape's certainly a lot different than any other tape in the league, only because the camera perspective is much lower, so you know it's unique. But you know, we got a good sense for it.
I know you prepare the same way for both of them. What are some characteristics of Grossman that are maybe different than Orton? One of them hold the ball longer. One of them.
No, I mean they're both quarterbacks that have proven they can win. And, you know, they manage the game very, very well, and you know they audible and let the line of scrimmage and in and out of runs and run to pass, and they both do a nice job of it.
Chris Johnson,
Hester, a guy who is making a living doing something you did a lot as a player. How much do you appreciate the skill with which he pulls that off?
You know, he's special. You know, he's been so since coming into the league. You know, he's, you know, unfortunately for him to this point, hopefully fortunately for us through the weekend, you know, he'll keep doing about just what he's been doing, and that's catching the ball and, you know, picking up some yards. But he's very, very, very dangerous. You know, and, you know, I've been asked the question, well, is he in a slump? No, he's not in a slump. It's just, I mean, you break out of those things real fast. He's been very close, you know, a number of times this year. And, you know, people are wising up to it, and they're kicking off to other people, and they're punting out of bounds, and they're doing those kind of things to keep the ball from him.
Did teams kick away from you a lot back in the day?
No.
Chris Johnson involved more, I mean, passing game last week, more all-purpose yards. Is that just a good matchup, or is that more, we'll see more of that in the future?
You know, it's just, you know, it's a week-to-week thing with our offense. You know, Mike does a good job of you know, putting things together that tries to give us the best opportunity to take advantage of the defenses. You know, and so it's really week-to-week. So, you know, fortunately, he made the plays for us last week when we needed to, and he's done so for the most part up to this point.
He as good an athlete as you've had at that running back position as far as being able to do all those things for you?
Well, yeah, he's protecting well. He's catching the ball well, and he's running it, and he's making big plays for us. But, you know, this is it's a team offense. It wouldn't be possible if it weren't, you know, for his teammates and Lindell and the change of pace and those things.
Any update on Keith and Kyle?
They just didn't practice today. It'll be day-to-day.